On March 16th, Roberta Shelton of Indianapolis became the first Hoosier to die from COVID-19. Everybody called her Birdie. Tony Sizemore, who shared Birdie's life for the last 6 years, spoke to WFIU's Bob Zaltzberg about her.
Before they became a couple, Tony Sizemore admired all the good Roberta Shelton did in her community. And then these last 6 years, he got a close-up look as the woman everybody called Birdie helped individuals and families in her neighborhood and helped women being released from prison and advocated for abused and stray dogs and raised more than $10,000 for the families of murder victims Abby Williams and Libby German from Delphi and helped people of all ages through her work with the Beech Grove Moose Lodge.
She is a pretty incredible woman. She really was.
Her health was never great. She was diabetic and was hospitalized with respiratory issues 3 times during the 6 years she and Sizemore lived together, but she kept helping. Sizemore plays music around Indy, and Birdie was too sick to go with him to a gig on March 6. He got home about midnight, and they watched a movie together. He went to sleep about 3 a.m.
She wasn't much of a real complainer. She woke me up about 5 and said I needed to take her to the hospital.
Birdie was having trouble breathing and was vomiting violently. They drove to Community East Hospital. Even after she was admitted, Sizemore wasn't overly concerned.
I figured she'd go and, you know, get some antibiotics for a couple of days and some fluids, come home and, you know, back to business as usual, kind of, you know. But when they pumped her full of the strongest antibiotics that they had for 2 days, I knew something wasn't right. And she was getting worse.
At age 69 with underlying health issues, she was no match for the novel coronavirus. Sizemore stayed by her bedside several days. He had to leave her to go home to feed their dogs, a white pit bull named Bones and a black lab named Buddy. Birdie loved those dogs and all other animals.
If you would let her, she'd have 15 dogs and a bear cub and 5 cats and a mountain lion.
Doctors eventually tested her for COVID-19, and the result came back positive. Sizemore was sent home to quarantine for 14 days. Birdie was put on a ventilator. Her blood pressure plummeted, and her kidneys started to fail, and Sizemore knew the end was approaching. He never got to talk to her again.
I was at home under quarantine, and she passed, and it was just a horrid thing not to be able to see her.
Sizemore's quarantine period has ended, and he never had any virus symptoms. But he knows he was exposed.
I mean, I don't know how I could have not had it. You know, the day she came in contact with it, I was with her that day because I was with her every day. So it's just weird that she got that. You know, she died, and I'm at home. I my mind's still not right about all that. I'm not sure it will be for a long time. But, I mean, how do you get closure when you didn't see anybody?
He says Birdie's been cremated and her ashes will be buried in a family cemetery in Greene County. A celebration of her life is being planned for Indianapolis this summer, and he says it'll be a big bash.
Thing up here where Birdie's done so much for everybody in this community and so well known, that'll be huge.
Sizemore didn't see the goodness in others like he always saw in Birdie, but he's seeing a better side of people now.
The best thing of all this that's been tremendous is the, like I say, the love and the compassion and the generosity and the people have just give and give and give. It's just been tremendous. The outpour of love and kindness has just been tremendous.
Her death was Indiana's first from COVID-19. As of Monday, the state's death toll was 350. For WFIU News, I'm Bob Zaltzberg.